All right, let's dive right in. We are talking all about solar farms and those massive wind turbines we've all seen and heard about. Before we start, I should mention that we'll be using excerpts from Solar Farms and Wind Turbines, The Power of Renewable Energy, as our guide today. So, yeah,
Sounds good.
let's get to it.
Yeah.
So, I guess we should start with the basics.
Okay.
I mean, we've all seen them. But what exactly are these things and what makes them tick?
Well, think about those solar panels you see on rooftops.
Right.
Now, picture those, but like a million times bigger. We're talking about enough panels to power a whole city from the sun.
Money.
I read that some farms are even bigger than a place like San Francisco.
Oh, that's huge. And what about wind turbines? How do those giants work?
So picture this. You've got these huge blades that catch the wind,
Right.
and as they spin, they turn a rotor, which is connected to a generator.
Okay.
And that generator is what creates the electricity.
That's really cool. But are all wind turbines and solar panels created equal? Are there different types?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like with wind turbines, you have the classic ones with the blades spinning on top of a tall tower.
Yeah, those are the ones I always picture.
Right. Those are called horizontal axis turbines. And then you have vertical axis turbines, which are newer.
Huh, interesting.
Those are more compact and could be better for cities where space is limited.
Oh, that makes sense. What about solar panels? Are there different kinds of those?
Yep. There are a few different types like monocrystalline, polycrystalline, and thin film. Each one has its own advantages and drawbacks when it comes to things like efficiency and cost.
So basically, there's a whole science to choosing the right type for a specific location.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now we know the how, but let's talk about the why. Why are these renewable energy sources so crucial in today's world?
Well, with climate change and all, we really need to move away from those old fossil fuels.
Right.
Renewables offer a clean way to generate power, and that helps us combat climate change.
And it's not just about the environment, right? I mean, there are economic benefits too.
Oh, tons. Think about it. To build, install, maintain, and even recycle these things, you need people.
Yeah, true.
And that means jobs, jobs, jobs. And a lot of these jobs are in rural communities where they can really boost the local economy. Plus, over time, countries can become less reliant on foreign energy sources.
So it's win-win. But let's be real, there are some concerns too, right? I mean, have you ever driven past a giant solar farm? I can't imagine everyone loves how those look.
I hear, hear. Visual impact is definitely a valid concern, but there are ways to minimize it.
Really? How?
Well, for starters, you can choose locations carefully. Instead of putting a solar farm on a pristine piece of land, why not build it on a brownfield, like an old industrial site that's already been developed?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah. Or how about integrating them into existing structures, like putting solar panels on top of landfills or noise barriers along highways?
Wow, that's pretty clever.
There are also ways to design them to be more eco-friendly, like making them pollinator-friendly habitats.
Oh, wow. So they can actually benefit the local ecosystem. But even if we solve the aesthetic problem, what about when the sun goes down or the wind stops blowing? That seems like a big problem for renewables.
You're hitting the nail on the head there. Intermittency is definitely the biggest challenge,
Yeah.
but luckily there are solutions in the works.
Really? Like what?
Well, battery technology is getting better all the time.
Okay.
And then there's pumped hydro storage.
Bumped what now?
It's basically a system that uses excess electricity to pump water uphill to a reservoir.
Okay.
And then when you need energy, you release that water downhill and it spins turbines to generate power.
So it's like a giant battery.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that also require a lot of space? Kind of like those large solar and wind farms we talked about?
It does have a footprint for sure, but compared to traditional energy sources, it's actually quite small.
Okay.
Think about the massive damage done by things like coal mining and oil drilling. Those operations scar the landscape and destroy habitats on a much larger scale.
That's a good point. It sounds like the future of renewable energy is bright, even with the challenges.
It really is. And what's really exciting to me?
What's that?
The potential for everyday people to become their own energy producers.
Oh, interesting.
Think about it. As solar panels and wind turbines become more affordable and accessible, more people will be able to generate their own clean energy at home.
Yeah, that would be amazing. It'd be a huge step toward energy independence for individuals and maybe even whole communities.
Exactly.
Wow, this has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for walking us through all of this.
No problem. Happy to share what I know.
It sounds like solar and wind power are here to stay, and with continued innovation, they could play an even bigger role in our future.
Totally agree.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll all be generating our own clean energy at home. That's definitely something to think about.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of solar farms and wind turbines. Be sure to check back for more fascinating discussions on all things renewable energy.
See you next time.
Bye.